All right. Well, welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. This is the Valdosta Insurance Services Benefit Advisors of Georgia halftime show. Our Vikings trailing the Colquitt County Packers 22-14 in a really good football game tonight. We were talking about it during our break. Really, you take away a block punt, a 98-yard touchdown run, and a little short field down here, and the Vikings could be leading pretty well tonight, Taylor. Whoops, we'll get you turned up here. Go ahead.
Right. Like you said, just a couple of mishaps, like right here on this 98-yard touchdown pass. Our guy has great defense on him. He's just, when he goes to turn around to catch up with him,
Well, we got a little information from the sideline that there was maybe a push-off that Pollard just kind of put his forearm out and he pushed and created space. We made a comment, that's a very uncalled play, especially in high school, and sometimes in college and pros too, the offensive pass interference. But if you push off and create space, you should call it. But it doesn't get called a lot.
Right, like you said, but it doesn't really matter. It happened.
Yeah.
So right now, allows us to battle back in the second half.
Well, we talked about penalties in the first half. Lowndes with only four penalties, but Colquitt with only one or two. So they played very well here in the first half, not made the mistake. We talked about that at the countdown to kickoff, about the team not making the most mistakes. Unfortunately, we've had a couple mistakes and then a couple penalties, and that's really the difference in this ballgame.
Right. Like you said, four penalties really isn't that much, but at the times they came,
yeah,
they just about killed us.
Yeah, they really did, and I was just looking at something here. Okay. It is, and you're right. It's all about timing. I mean, if we could have got a score here to go into the halftime, what kind of timing would that have been? Even if it was only 3 points, we'd still be trailing. But that 3 points, that momentum that you would take right there at the end of the game, because Colquitt is going to get the ball to start the second half.
Right. Colquitt's going to get the ball. They're going to go hard-nosed football, try to pound it on Lowndes. They hadn't really got the run game going tonight. They've had a few passing plays, but they're moving the ball little by little. That's allowing them to get downfield and score. Well, I don't believe they've scored an offensive drive yet, have they?
Well, not really. They have been just kind of cut down. They had a short field down here. I got Biddle on the right side now.
Yeah, I mean, they had the 98-yard. That was from scrimmage. And then you got, we're getting the short field.
Yeah.
Off of the punt that hit the wind and everything.
Well, off that short punt, remember we stopped them. The quarterback got hit and threw backwards for the
fumble.
We've
got two turnovers.
That's right. Yeah, two turnovers are huge. And I think that's going to be the battle in the second half is who controls the ball and turnovers.
Yeah, because this weather's not getting any better.
Right. It's just sitting on us. But Lowndes has played a phenomenal first half. You couldn't ask them to play much better. We're only trailing by eight, so that's a touchdown and a two-point conversion, which we've already got this game. So it'll be a great second half.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the second half. I think that we're going to see more of the same. Which coach makes the best adjustment here at half? Because that's really, Lowndes is moving the ball. What's Colquitt going to do? All the pressure, we said this in the countdown to kickoff, all the pressure is on Colquitt. They're in a 20-game win streak right now. If they lose, wow. If Lowndes loses, you know what? They were supposed to. So all that pressure is down there in that locker room.
Right.
What adjustments do you make now to slow down the Lowndes offense? Lowndes, what do you do to correct the mistakes? You know it's going to be wet. You know the ball is going to be slippery. What are you going to do to correct the mistakes? Do more of the same defensively, and then offensively find the running game, I still think.
Yeah, for us, I mean, we've done a good job running the ball. What are we, Stubby, over there? We've got to have at least 120, 130 yards rushing. And I guarantee you they're under about 20 or 30 yards rushing.
Yeah.
We have 132 rushing yards off of 22 rushes, and Colquitt has 31 rushing yards off of 12 rushes.
So they're not able to run the ball on us effectively tonight. We're kind of making them one-dimensional. And we know in years past, when you get one-dimensional, you get a little predictive on your defensive scheme for them. They ran a trick play on us and got it.
Yeah.
You know, the flea flicker was a great call at that time. You know, we were kind of discombobulated up front. It worked out perfect for them. We got to grind now, grind the second half. If we can get this thing in the fourth quarter and be within striking distance, you know, home crowd, please, if you're in your car thinking about leaving, come back in the stadium.
You know, and Marty made the comment down the sideline how loud this crowd is.
That's right.
Now, I think they're all down underneath trying to stay dry here during halftime.
It was packed underneath. Yeah. I was down there with my wife.
And we appreciate that. The concession people really appreciate that. Get down there and get a hamburger, a hot dog, chicken sandwich. But they'll be back in these stands in the third quarter.
That's right. 3 minutes and 48 seconds left to go in the Valdosta Insurance Benefit Advisors halftime show. We're going to take a two-minute break. You're listening to Lounge High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.
All right, welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. This is the Valdosta Insurance Services Benefit Advisors halftime show as our Lounge High Vikings trail the Colquitt County Packers 14-22 as both teams open region play here as the Vikings have just dominated offensively. Unfortunately, not on the scoreboard because of a couple of plays, a flea flicker, as we talked about, a blocked punt, and a 98-yard pass play to Keel Pollard. And that's really the difference in this.
Wasn't Pollard.
That's right.
It was 23.
Was it 23 or 11?
No, it was 11. You're right. It was 11. They got that play. And it was, I was looking at the quarterback in that position there, and he signaled something to the receiver, and you got to think he's thinking a go route right there.
Well, Isaiah Thomas, yeah.
Yeah, Isaiah Thomas, and unfortunately,
the basketball player.
We fell on the play, and he took it to the house. I mean, all due credit, that was a great read by Chase Perry.
According to our sideline reporter, he didn't fall. It was an arm bar.
Hey.
But, you know, and we were saying, though, that's probably the least called play.
Yeah, I mean, they're both battling for the football. I mean, no excuses made there. They made a great call and executed the play. We just got to eliminate the big plays. Coach Mack has said it all year. If we can eliminate the big plays, we will be in ball games. And I think if we can eliminate these big plays in the second half, we got a chance to win. We got to stop them on their first possession there.
I tell you what, one of the players we really didn't talk about in the countdown to kickoff, Tavon Kyle. He has caught some great passes tonight. I think he is stepping up, and we'll also see number six. Of course, Xavier Jenkins has come on. He did catch one pass, but he'll get a lot more touches, I think, in the second half. We're going to get some numbers here. What do you got on Tavon?
For receiving yards, we have Tavon Kyle has 3 receptions for 85 yards.
Yeah, I mean, that's big numbers. I mean, Tavon Kyle's got a touchdown too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he's come out and playing big in this big game. So everybody that we've got like that, if you'll just step up, continue to play better as we get through this second half, I'm telling you, I think we've got really a good mix. We've said it all along. I think this team is starting to come together. Whatever happens tonight, they've shown me something here in the first half. We can play with people.
Yeah, I mean, like you said a minute ago, we're behind the eight ball when it comes to who should win this ball game. But we're hanging around just, you know, the fourth quarter, man. If we're within striking distance, anything can happen. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You know, we just got to keep playing fundamental football. We got to keep fielding punts. We got to keep getting punts off. Don't turn the ball over. No fumbles. And, you know, just play disciplined football.
Yeah, what do you have, Taylor?
I was just going to throw a stat in there. Austin Dixon is 11 for 14 for 132 yards, and Chase Parrish is only 8 for 10 for 173 yards.
With 2 INTs. And by how many touchdowns? He's got 2?
2 touchdowns, right.
2 touchdown passes.
A majority of those passes.
What's Austin got in touchdown passes?
2 touchdown passes.
I mean, these guys are playing. They're, you know, blow for blow.
Yeah.
One of the better quarterbacks that we've seen in Chase Parrish is our guy's right there with him. I'll take Austin Dixon. You hear Coach Mack say that every Tuesday night. We talk about how good the upcoming team is. He said, but I like my guys. Yeah. I'm going to stay with them. I will play with them any day.
You know, you get your adrenaline up before the game. You come out here and get soaking wet and play smash mouth nose football. Then you go in, get a little rest. You get a little cold in there.
Yeah.
It's wet and cold. How are we going to come back and respond in the second half? We got to come out with the same intensity that we did in the first half. And really, we're going to kick to them.
Yep.
So we've got to stop them in the first possession and get the ball back and methodically drive down the field and set the tone for the second half.
Well, the weather is, as we said, the rain is still here. It comes and goes. A minute ago, it was almost nothing, and now it's picked up again. These aren't big raindrops. It's not heavy rain, but it's solid. There's a lot of rain out there. You see, it's starting to see some water standing in the middle of the field a little bit. This field is really good, though, guys. It drains off real well. But it is holding a little bit of water right now. So we'll see how well our Vikings can do. Offensively, I think it's going to be pretty good. We're going to get Mr. Wes James back up here and talk about the the second half coming up. That clock's inside of 9 seconds. Wes, it's been a great first half for the Vikings. We've dominated, except at the scoreboard.
Well, as a wise old man once told me, the least important thing in life is a score at halftime, and the most important possession of the ball game is your opponent's first possession of the third quarter and your first possession. And, Bill, never more so true than tonight. And I just got through talking to some folks and said, we're fixing to find out something here. We're fixing to find out, are these guys a lot better than what they've shown so far, talking about the Packers,
right,
or is we as strong as we look? Because you know Russ Prost.
He's challenged, Russ Prost has challenged his players inside that locker room here during the halftime. I can promise you that. There's no doubt in my mind he's challenged them. But I believe Coach McPherson has challenged his guys too. And he said, you know, we're going to play with them here in the second half. And for all your play-by-play action here in the second half, we want to thank Valdosta Insurance Services and Benefit Advisors for their support of the halftime show. But now it's time for the second half in West James.
Thank you, Bill Osborne. Solomon setting the kickoff, puts that foot into it, high end over end kick, lifts that ball up into the end zone for a touchback, and the Packers will take over first and 10 from their 20. And Bill, just as they kicked off, that rain began to come down even harder.
Yeah, and we're going to see it continue to come in and out, and I don't think that's going to change. I think that's going to be, you know, what we're going to see all the rest of the night. And you're right, just a minute or two ago, it had almost quit. Now it's a big, solid rain again. And again, it's coming down in not great big raindrops, but you know, if you ask Marty, he'll argue that point with you a little bit.
Perry sends two Packers to the far side. Single receiver on the near side. We shift to the wide side of the field. Barking out signal. He takes it. Gets it up back. Powell gets hit as he crosses the 20, and he'll get a yard, maybe two.
That'll bring up second down for the Packers. We talked about the Packers have not been able to run the ball. Only about 30 yards on the ground in the first half. The Vikings with 130.
Give him second and eight. Now there's trips to the far side. We shift to the far side of the field. Parrish looks, throws out in the flat. Catch made. Down the sidelines he goes. Tiptoes. He'll have the first down as he crosses the 30. We just couldn't catch him behind that little bubble screen on the far side of the field.
Yeah, we're going to have to start playing up a little bit on those. But then you run the danger of being burnt deep. So it's one of those, you got to play it the right way and figure out what you're going to do.
Let's see where they mark it at.
We got a player down, number 23, I'm sorry, for the Packers. Ty Lee.
Wide receiver. And they're still holding everything right where it's at. Just underway here in the third quarter. Vikings trail 22-14. If you're just joining us, Packers had a trick play, a flea flicker back to their quarterback where they hit a wide receiver wide open in the end zone. They had the ball down around our 10.
That is staying down for a little while, Wes.
Then we came back, marched right down the field and scored.
Let's go ahead and take a 30-second timeout while the player's down. We'll be right back. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. We're clear. It's just hard to tell with this, really, so much getting the time in. We took some, yeah. And we took 10 minutes, though, and then another two. So we took 12 minutes in halftime.
Guys, the rain's gotten even heavier down here.
Yep. All right. 15 seconds. All right, welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company press box here at Martin Stadium as we have just started the second half. 11:30 left in the third quarter. Packers leading 22-14. And it's first and 10 for the Packers.
Out at their 31. On a halfback draw up the middle. And he busts over the 35 out to about the 38-yard line. Give him 8 yards on the carry. It was, again, Powell on the carry.
One of the biggest runs they've had tonight. And as I was looking through the binoculars, Wes, Marty's correct. It is starting to rain harder and harder out there now.
Second and two from the 38. Vikings in a five-man front. Parrish with two Packers near side. Drops straight back, looks across the middle. Throws out in the flats. Catch made by the big tight end. And it's complete into Viking territory down at our 47-yard line.
They've been sneaking that tight end out there. And we've been able to block one of them, but he's made two good catches now.
Ball on the far hash mark. Packers going from right to left on your radio dial. Parrish asking for the ball. We're showing blitz off the corner. Play action. We put a hand on him again to the big tight end across the middle for about 5 yards.
There is a flag out here on the side here. Let's see what that call is going to be. It's thrown by the side judge over here on the near side.
Ineligible downfield.
Ineligible downfield against the Packers.
So we'll take it back to the line of scrimmage and mark off five.
Replay first down. It'll be first and 15 then.
Back at their 48. 10:49 to go here, third quarter. Vikings trail 22-14.
I was looking for yellow flags. We're throwing pink flags tonight, of course, in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You'll start to see that in the college and the NFL level as well. First and 15 now for the Packers, leading 22-14.
Parrish, the ball on the far hash mark. Moves his back to his left. Rolls out. We give it to Powell, looking for a hole. Gets outside. Cuts back inside. There's a block in the back, and it's not called. Packers. Our guy was going, and he just got peeled in the back as he was trying to make the tackle, but the official missed that one.
All right, that's going to bring up about second and eight now.
Rolls again to Powell. Powell around the right side, starting to run behind that big offensive line. He's close to the first down as he gets across our 40 down to about the 39.
It's going to be about 2 yards short, Wes. That'll bring up third and two. But the delayed runs are starting to work for the Packers right now.
This is the longest drive of the night for the Packers. Third and two at our 39. Ball on the far hash mark. Parrish with the snap. Rolls right, looks, keeps, gets hit. And he'll be shy of the first down, I think.
Oh, they're going to give him a great spot. He's going to pick up the first down, it looks like. That spot, yep, they said it's the first down.
They could see it was on the far side. We could not see the forward progress from here. Our crowd does not like it. First and 10 at our 37-yard line. Ball again on the far hash mark. We're in a four-man front. We're showing blitz. Now we back out of it. Parrish again to Powell. Powell gets hit in the backfield, and he is crushed. That is Logan Neely and Gabe Neighbors teaming up in the backfield.
Logan Neely slowed him down. Gabe Neighbors planted him.
Been a loss of two, so it'll be second and 12. 9:24 to go here in the third. Crowd starting to come to their feet. Parrish looking. Throws across. Catch made down around the 33-yard line. The receiver immediately went down. And that's going to make it third and about seven. Third and a long seven at our 33. They've got to get down to the 27. Ball right here in front of the press box. Parrish drops back, looks, throws out in the flats. Catch made! And he'll be short of the first down. It's going to be fourth and about two, and you know they're going to go for it, Bill.
Yeah, I believe on this end of the field, they're not going to try and kick that. In this, that rain is beginning to run harder and harder now. It's going
fourth.
To be fourth down, fans. Let's get to our feet.
Ball on the far hash mark. Packers right to left on your radio dial. We're at 8:20 to go here in the third. No Martinez has come in to attempt a field goal.
It'll be a 42-yard attempt. No, 46. A 46-yard attempt.
And the wind has just suddenly died down for him. He's hit 65 yarders in practice. There's a snap. Ball down, kicks up.
And it's good.
Packers lead it 25-14. We'll take a 60-second break. We're back after this.
And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box, where the Packers lead our Vikings 25-14 with 7:52 left in the third quarter as the Packers set to kick off.
Martinez, no wind now, but a steady rain. Louis Martinez for the Packers. Approaches the ball. High end over end kick. Tyson Harris takes it at the 7. He's up to the 15, the 20, the 25. Right up the middle of the field to the 29-yard line, and that's where our Vikings will take over. First and 10. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Last drive for the Packers, 11 plays, went 51 yards, ran 4 minutes and 8 seconds off the clock. Resulted in a 46-yard field goal by Louis Martinez. Packers lead 25-14 with 7:37 to go in the third quarter.
Here comes Dixon with Boogie Cannon. He's got Louis Regal as the up back. Now he's got him as a slot receiver. They send Jenkins to the far side. Packers showing man coverage out there. Cannon just to the left of Dixon. Dixon looks to the sidelines. Now looks back at the four linemen the Packers have in his face. Shifts Cannon to his right. Looks. Throws out to Tevon Pyle. Pyle with the ball. Kyles makes a little catch all the way at low, about 4 yards.
The ball, I was watching through the binoculars. Austin Dixon has to double clutch that ball. It's got a little slick to it now, and he's having to really put his hand on it, make a good gripping catch.
Second and 6 from the 32. Three receivers far side, single receiver near side. Cannon just to the left of Dixon. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. He keeps it. Quarterback keeper looking for a hole as he fights his way across the 30, across the 35, up to about the 36. It's going to be third.
And field. A long two, maybe three.
Third and 3. As we're at the 6:40 mark here in the third period. Dixon, under center. They're in a 5-man front. He gives it to Cannon. Cannon gets, illegal procedure.
The guard on the right side jumped.
And this might not be a bad thing, Bill, because Cannon got hung up just short of the first down. So even though we'll back it up 5 yards, we'll get another shot at it.
Well, they had gone to that wing T formation, and something they probably haven't practiced a lot. So you've got guards and tackles that have not played in that system.
They back it up 5. Back to the 31. Like I said, we've got to get out across the 38-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Two receivers near side, two far side. Packers showing blitz off the corner on the wide side. Dixon drops back. We pick up the rush. Goes downfield, looking for Jenkins, the ball up in the air. Aaron Jenkins off his fingertips. Oh!
Jenkins had gotten open, but the ball came back across the middle. Some wind caught it, and Jenkins had to readjust back to the middle. On an outside shoulder throw, that's a catch for Jenkins. As a result, it's a fourth down, and the Vikings will have to punt. Will Solomon set to punt.
K.L. Pollard back deep, standing about the Vikings,
and
37-yard line.
Sorry, Dagan Anderson, your long snapper.
They come. He gets it away. Pollard, fair catch at the 42. I'll give him the 43. And that's where the Packers will take over with 5:58 to go here in the third period.
Yeah, Vikings not able to really put anything together offensively that time. It seemed kind of disjointed. You talk about coming out of the locker room. You got to kind of get yourself reacclimated. The Packers able to get down the field. They did get a 3-point field goal. Now they lead by 11.
First and 10 Packers on their own 43. Not bad starting position for them. Parrish in the shotgun. Splits his receivers. We're in a 4-man front. Waiting on the snap. Again to Powell. Powell on the delayed handoff. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage. He'll fall forward for 1, 2, 3 yards. It'll be 2nd and 7.
Yeah, Barrett on the tackle.
Out at the 46. Second and seven. We're at the 5:30 mark here in the third period. Rain coming down good now. They're in the pistol. Packers again to the handoff right up to Powell, and Powell gets hit behind the line of scrimmage.
Barry McBurney right there, number 39, to meet him and plant him in the ground. A loss on the play brings up third and nine for the Packers.
They lose two on that one. Packers, come on Vikings, swing those battle axes, boys. Swing those battle axes, let's go to war. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Parrish drops back, look quick, pump fakes across the middle, looking downfield, ball up in the air, and it's for T.L. Pollard, incomplete.
Corshawn Roberts right there on the coverage. Corshawn, maybe if he cracks it a little sooner, it's an interception because the ball was overthrown.
Out to punt for the Packers, number 13, Nathaniel Powell. And back deep, Tavon Kyle and
Tyson Harris.
Tyson Harris. No wind right now, just lots of rain. Packers shift to the wide side of the field. We shift. They run away from it. He kicks it rugby style. We let it hit, and we bounce. That's Tavon takes it, and his, wait a minute now, his forward progress had him up about the 18. They're going to mark him back at the 15. He got hit and drove back, but maybe that's why I don't officiate anymore, Bill.
I'm like you. I mean, he fielded at about the 19, and one side judge started to mark it there as first touch. And they are marking it at the 15-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Vikings from the 15.
4:38 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings trail 25-14. Dixon with Copeland in the backfield. Three receivers near side, single receiver far side. Packers in a four-man front. Now they back the linebacker off. Dixon looks, throws across the middle. Oh, right off the fingertips of Aaron Jenkins.
Xavier Jenkins.
Just not able to hold on to it. There was a little mustard on that football.
Yeah, nice zip, though, but it was right where it was supposed to be. Jenkins got to get his hands on that and make the catch.
Second and 10. 4:34 to go here in the third. 25-14 Packers lead. Second and 10 from our 15. Austin puts a man in motion. Quickly throws a little bubble screen out to Tyson Harris. Tyson gets hit by one man. It spins away. Gets across the 20, up about the 21. That's going to be a doable third down. It'll be third and about four from the 21-yard line.
Yeah, they're going to mark him at the 21.
Tucker Pruitt signals the play, and Packers and Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. We're headed toward that south end zone. Ball on the near hash mark. Dixon puts Regal in motion, now stops him, takes it again, play action, throws across the middle. Ball intercepted. It was off the fingertips of Dylan Presley. Dylan had it. It went off his fingertips, and the Packers have intercepted it at our 37-yard line.
Yeah, no, the ball thrown a little too far for Presley. Presley could only get a hand on it, and when he did, it tipped it up in the air. The Packers were there to make the catch. Led him just a little too much, did Austin Dixon, but great opportunity for us to get a first down. Unfortunately, the Packers come up with it. It's first down and 10 for them with 3:51 left here in the third quarter, leading 25-14.
And we just gave them great field position. Perry sends two receivers far side, single receiver near side. That big offensive line up over the ball for the Packers. Parrish rolls, gives it to Powell on that delayed handoff, and he gets maybe a yard, Bill.
Yeah, Elgin Griffin, number 66 in there, gets a shoestring tackle, one of our impact players tonight.
I'll give him two, second and eight, as he gets it down to the 34-yard line. Parrish again there in a hurry up with trips, looks, throws a little bubble screen out to Keel Pollard. He gets by one man too. He's on his feet. The 225-pounder busts across the 30 down to the 25 for a first down for the Packers.
Yeah, we got a defender out there, and it looks like he was having his jersey removed, but no call.
Again, they're in that hurry-up with trips to the far side. Parrish asks for the football. Again, throws to Pollard. And that's an incomplete pass. Stops the clock with 3:14 to go here in the third. Vikings trailing 25-14 to be second and 10. Packers ball at our 25-yard line.
Packers trying to capitalize and get some points off this turnover.
Come on, you mighty Vikings. Come on, fellas, right here. Let's get us a big stop. There's a snap. Again, Powell right at the middle. He gets to the line of scrimmage and nowhere. It'll be third and 10.
Yeah, that was number 10. Jeffrey Davis that time just made a great tackle.
They're using a different offensive formation, Bill. They're going over the right side and placing two backs. And then running Powell in behind those guys. Now they go back to a normal pistol. We're in a four-man front. We're showing blitz. Barrett's showing blitz. And there's a flag.
False start.
Back them up five.
So the Packers had offensive linemen move, and that'll back them up just a little bit. They're already in field goal range, though.
Instead of third and nine, it'll be third and 14 back at our 29-yard line. 2:47 to go here in the third. We trail by 11.
All right, third down, fans. Let's get on your feet.
Parrish with the Packers. He rolls. He gives it to Powell. Powell with the ball gets back to the original line of scrimmage, giving four on the carry, gets it in the middle of the field, and it'll be fourth down. The clock stops.
There's a helmet. Timeout. The helmet for the Vikings. Herschel Brookings loses a helmet. He'll have to come off. So fourth down now for the Packers. Let's see if they go for another three. You got to believe they will. Their kicker can go the distance.
And there he comes.
He's going to set the marker down
at the 38. That'll make it a 48-yard field goal. Well within his range. Right dead away. 4, 3, 2, 1. No, we got delay
game. He's got to go back five more.
So instead of a 38.
Or 48, you mean.
Instead of a 48, it's going to be a 53. That's still within his range. Probably one of the most prolific field goal kickers ever in our region. Now we send Michael Barrett back in case it's short.
But I don't think you can do that in high school, Will.
It's in the middle of the field. No wind. Rain coming straight down. Kicks up.
It's going to be short.
And they say you can't return it.
So
that was a 40, I'm sorry, Bill, that was a 48-yard field goal attempt that he missed.
Right, and I thought it was going to be back further, too. We just miscalculated.
And if I'm not mistaken, that's his first missed field goal of the year.
In this kind of weather and that kind of distance, you kind of expect that. But it is first down and 10 for the Vikings at the 20. 2 minutes left in the third quarter, trailing 25-14. Let's see what Tucker Pruitt pulls out of the bag now.
Here come our Vikings. Let's go, fellas. Devon Kyle to the far side. He's over there with Mr. Xavier Jenkins. What a dual threat on that side. Packers now showing a cover two. We throw it out to Jenkins. High, incomplete pass. That's three straight passes in Jenkins' hands that he's not caught.
Well, but it's not necessarily his fault. Austin, he's having to really grip the football. It's damp. That one's high. He threw out in front of Xavier the last time that turned into an interception, or the one that before the interception.
Second and 10, ball in the middle of the field. Vikings left to right on your radio dial. Dixon with three receivers far side. Again, look, play action, throws out, And this time, Devon Kyle can't hold it. It'll be third and 10. Stops the clock with 1:51 to go.
Two straight incompletions going back into the last series. Two more before that.
Here comes Dylan Presley in. Gabe Neighbors checks out.
The wind has died down, as we said earlier. The flag's kind of laying there on the pole, but it is still very wet out here.
Packers go to a four-man front. Now they're showing blitz up the middle. There they come. We pick it up. We throw it out. Catch made by Michael Barrett out at the 25-yard line. It'll be fourth and 5.
Yeah, he'll step out of bounds right there.
And we'll have to punt the ball. And here comes Will Solomon in to punt. K.L. Pollard back deep to receive. Solomon standing at our 11. There they come. He gets it away. Nice punt. Pollard says get away from it. Everybody does. It rolls dead at the 41-yard line, and that's where the Packers will take over. First and 10 with a minute 36 to go here in the third. Our Vikings trailing 25-14.
Here in the second half, Vikings offense just not able to get it crunk up there, Wes. We got a minute 36 left in the third, and the Vikings really just have been held without a lot of anything here in the third quarter. We've got to see what we can pull out. A lot of it's been rain, wind, and the rain has gotten heavier. Let's see what defensively. Another turnover would be great to really for the momentum. A lot of fans have left, though, partly because of the weather.
Chase Pollard in the shotgun. Two receivers far side. Single receiver near side. He gives it to Powell. Powell by one man. Oh, that was no Logan Neely that wrapped him up. But we had him in the backfield to start with.
Again, on the delayed handoff, that's where they're picking up a little bit of yardage, about 2 yards on the carry.
What seemed like a lot more yardage than that was only two. It's second and 8 as we hit the minute 10 mark. We're in a 5-man front. Parrish for the Packers. Again, gives it to Powell. Powell looking for a hole. It gets back to the original, gets back to the line of scrimmage where it'll be 3rd and 8.
Well, it looks like they, almost going to give him a yard, so it may be 3rd and 7. They do give him 1 yard. Clock inside a minute here in third quarter. The Packers are really, I hate to say that they're trying to run the clock out, but they're not really going hard here. They're just trying to run clock. They've got an 11-point lead, and they've been running the ball.
It's 3rd and 7. They've got trips to the near side. We show blitz. We back out. He looks, throws across the middle. And a catch made by K.L. Pollard up over the top for the first down all the way down to our Vikings 21-yard line. We had him covered, Bill, but Parrish put it right where it needed to be, and the big 6'2", 225-pounder went up and got it.
Well, that's, just the pure size of K.L. Pollard. He's able to make big catches like that, and you cannot just hit him. You've got to knock him down. You've got to wrap him up, and that was just a hit.
Trips to the far side. We're at
33 yards on the pass. Sorry.
There's a snap. We give it again to Powell. Powell up the middle. He'll get a couple 3 yards down. We'll give him 3 yards down to about the 20, and that should be the end of the first quarter. We'll take a 60. Nope.
And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company press box as we start the fourth quarter here. Our Vikings trail the Packers 25-14. First region game for both teams. And the rain has really begun to come down here during that last 60-second timeout.
Yes, it has. And Packers will have a second.
Second at about 8.
8. Ball on the far hash marker. They're going from left to right on your radio dial. Parrish in the shotgun brings a man in motion towards us. That's Pollard. Drops back, looks, throws across the middle to the end zone, and knocked away.
That's a tight end.
who's their big tight end up, and that looks like Tyson Harris.
Yeah, he landed on Tyson Harris as he was coming down, so he took the full weight of that tight end on Tyson Harris's little body. I tell you what, while he's down, let's take a quick 30-second timeout. Fourth quarter just underway here at Martin Stadium. We'll be right back after this 30-second break. And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company press box here at Martin Stadium. As our Lounge High Vikings trail the Packers 25-14, 11:53 left in the ballgame. Fourth quarter just underway. A long pass over the middle intended for the tight end of the Packers. And it balls high. And as he comes down, Tyson Harris is underneath him. And he just lands full force onto Tyson Harris.
Tyson still face down. As the doctors, they're rolling him over now. Eleven fifty-three to go in the ball game. Vikings trail 25-14. We gave up.
Let's go over to Taylor Stubbs.
I got some scores around the region. Lee County rolled over Tifton 42-14.
Wow. Go ahead.
Camden leads got off to 17-10.
And Tyson Harris gets up under his own power and comes off to the sideline. Now, we have the timeout for the injured player. The tight end lost his helmet in that play. Let's keep an eye out, see if he's back on the field, because he should not be.
No, he's not.
Okay.
They're walking him off.
So he'll have to set at least that play.
Third and eight from our 22-yard line. Packers going towards that south end zone. They send Pollard to the far side. There's two receivers over there, a single receiver near side. Parrish in the shotgun. Rain really coming down there. We're showing blitz off the corner. They pick it up. They give it to the up back. Powell, we hit him at the 20. And it will now be fourth down and about six.
And they'll run out the field goal kicker again. This time probably about 35, 36 yards, 37 yards from where they're going to mark it.
That'll be.
He's got the leg. Let's just, maybe with the rain and the slickness, we hope the hold is not good.
Waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down. Kicks up. And this time, it's good. Packers lead 28-14. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this.
And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company press box. Packers set to kick off.
And it is Martinez. Back deep is Des Copeland and Justin Smith. And that ball will sail into the end zone. It doesn't matter who's back deep. He just kicked it out of the back of the end zone. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for that Page Heating and Air drive recap.
Last drive for the Packers, seven plays, went 39 yards, ran 2 minutes and 32 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 37-yard field goal by Louis Martinez. Packers lead 28-14 with 11:06 to go in the ballgame.
All right, Viking offense takes the field, first down and 10 from the 20. They've not been able to put anything together here in the second half. Let's see what they can do here. With only 11:06 left in this ballgame, trailing by 14.
We're in the pistol. That is Boogie Cameron right behind Austin Dixon. Takes a snap, gives it to Boogie. Nope, to Copeland. Copeland around the left side, across the 30, the 35, the 40. Down the sidelines, and they're running out of bounds. And there goes the flag. They got him out of bounds at the 50 and slung him to the ground when they got to the 40, another 10 yards downfield.
And that'll put 15 more yards on that run. And the Vikings, what we needed was a little bit of fire, and I think we got it. A great run by Des Copeland. And as he was being tackled, instead of just letting up, he slung him around and slammed him into the ground.
And immediately he's called to the sidelines.
Dead ball foul. Personal foul against the Packers.
And they're going to mark it.
He got that run. What's the distance on that run? Looks like he's down at about the 40, 30-yard run.
They mark it all the way down, 15-yard penalty, down to the 35-yard line of the Packers.
I'm not sure about that mark. I mean, they tackled him out of bounds down here. And it should have been 15 yards from there.
Tucker Pruitt fussing, and the official says, get out of my face. Again to Copeland, right up the middle. Gets hit as he crosses the line of scrimmage, and it gets maybe 2 yards down to the 33-yard line. Second and 8 from there.
Marty maybe can get some clarification on that about why that spot was right there. We'll get to him in a little while.
Second and 8. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Dixon looks into the teeth of that Packer defense. Two receivers far side. Jenkins to the near side. They jump in a neutral zone. Where's the flag? There it comes.
On the far side, they throw it.
Give me 5 more. I'll take them any way I can get them.
Bill, nobody's quite sure what that spot was all about. He ran out of bounds about another 7 or 8 yards further than where they marked the penalty off. And the penalty was supposed to be from the end of the run. Don't know if they got confused and went in the wrong line or what, but that's what the coaches were upset about. And, yes, the referee did say, coach, back away.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update.
Second and 3. The ball down at the 27-yard line. We've got to get to the 25. Dixon on the carry. Gets hit, drives forward. He'll be just about a double-A battery short of it when he sets the ball down at the 25.
Actually, they're going to give him a 26. I'm not sure. Again, they're right there on that spot. It'll be 3rd and 1.
9:55 to go here in the ball game. Vikings trail 28-14. We need 2 touchdowns. An offensive line up over the ball. Barrett in the backfield. We're in a wing tee. Bring a man in motion. Again, we give it to Cammon. Cammon over the left side. He has the first down as he gets down to the 20-yard line. And Vikings welcome to the Blanton and Griffin red zone.
First down. I'm sorry, go ahead.
9:30 to go here in the ball game. Vikings needing to put 6 on the board. We got a man in motion. That's Regal. Again to Cammon. Cammon behind the offensive line, and he'll pick up maybe 3 yards as he gets down somewhere around the 22.
Boogie just puts both hands over that over the ball, tucks himself underneath that offensive line, and he just squeezes through for some extra yards. Second down, now the clock's running, 9:02 left in the ballgame. Vikings trail by 14.
Two receivers far side, Jenkins on the near side, we're in the shotgun. And what have we got? What have we got over here? There's
a stoppage of play, the play clock looked to be okay. There's a flag way back here by the back judge. Illegal substitution.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, they've got 11. We've got 11. Nope, they're going to wave it off.
Wave it off. They miscounted. It happens.
It happens.
No harm, no foul. Second down.
Second and 7 from the 17. Dixon takes the snap. Looks. Again, it's good. Gabe Neighbors into the end zone. That little jump pass across the middle. Neighbors into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
17 yards on the pass and touchdown for the Vikings. Little Tebow-ish.
And here comes Will Solomon in to attempt the extra point.
Yeah, that kills me, too. Actually, if Tebow was not a Gator, I think I could be friends with him. He's a great guy.
He sure is.
And he got the play named after him, that's for sure. All right, here's the extra point attempt.
Dagan Anderson, the long snapper. He's up over the ball. Boogie Cammon to hold. There's a snap. Ball's down. Oh, no good. Cammon picked it up, starts to run. Looking for a place to go. And no, we will not get the extra point. We'll take a 60-second break, trailing by 8.
And we're back live at the Commercial Banking Company press box here at Martin Stadium. Vikings with the missed extra point trail 28-20, set to kick off with 8:37 left in the ballgame.
Solomon, no wind, just a lot of rain now. Approaches the ball. Nice, nice kick. Taken at the 8. At the 15. The 20. 25. All the way out to the 29-yard line.
Let's go to Taylor for the Page Heating and Air drive recap.
Last drive for the Vikings. 6 plays, went 80 yards, ran 2 minutes and 29 seconds off the clock. Resulted in a 17-yard touchdown pass to number 9, Gabe Neighbors. Extra point was no good. Vikings trail 28-20 with 8:29 to go in the ballgame.
Packers, 3 timeouts. Vikings, 3 timeouts. First and 10 for the Packers. At the 29-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Our Vikings in a 4-man front. Chase Parrish in the shotgun. 2 receivers far side. He calls for the ball. He gives it to Nate Powell. The up back gets hit at the line of scrimmage. And as our Vikings have done most all night, they've shut him down.
Yeah, Devin Holmes that time led on the tackle, number 40 for our Vikings. And that whole defensive front, those front three and the linebackers, they have done a tremendous job tonight on that running game.
Second and 9 from the 30. We are now at the 8-minute mark in this ball game. Ball in the middle of the field. Packers headed from left to right on your radio dial. We go to a 5-man front now. Parrish starts left, stops, gives it to Powell. Powell looks for a hole. He's got it. Up the middle he goes. He's across the 50. Go 40. We will catch him and run him out of bounds inside the 10 at the 6-yard line. They say at the 7.
They finally got that run broken that they've been trying to do all night. And that, man, what a run for the Packers. 63 yards on the run.
First and goal for the Packers at the Viking 8-yard line. 7:41 to go here in the ball game. 2 receivers far side. Nobody to the tight end of the near side. Parrish again looks to Powell. Powell looking for a hole. That's not, nothing. Well, he does give him about 2 yards down to the 6. And that was Nate Horn on the carry, not Powell.
Yep, they're going like in a wildcat formation with Pollard.
Pollard, K.L. Pollard, the quarterback, the big. They shift their guys to the far side. Pollard takes the ball looking for a hole. They just pound it in there, and he's across the 5, down to around the 4.
Again, Pollard is such a big player. It's just so hard to get him down. If he's get a head of steam, he's coming right at you. Vikings player loses a helmet. That's number 75, Nate Lee. And let's see what the flag is. We had a stoppage of play because we lost a helmet. That was Nate Lee. He had to come off the field. But we do have a flag out. And I'm not sure there's a lot of conversation between 2 or 3 officials.
Illegal substitution on our Vikings.
I'm not sure where that came from. I mean, that's the same guy who couldn't count the last time. Let's see.
Yep. We're counting. Yep, and we did. We had 12 on the field just then.
Well, that was because we just ran somebody out there.
Now we're trying to get our package right. 6:54 to go.
A lot of time left in this ball game, but there's a lot of things that I'm encouraged by the Vikings, what they're learning to do. Learning to play and win football games is a process. And this team is making a huge step that way tonight. And the Vikings are calling timeout. They're calling it from the sideline. Are they getting it?
Yes.
Marty, I know you're counting them as they come off the sideline. What's your vantage point down there?
Guys, we had 12 out there, and that was obviously what the penalty was for. We got a package to defend that Wildcat, and they were trying to get that package in there, and we ended up with 12 on the field. Then there was some miscommunication about who was supposed to be in on that package. But I did also hear one time the ref said something about the band, and then I heard the other ref say, well, nobody said anything yet, so let them play. So that'll be interesting to see what that. But, guys, this rain just continues to pour, and it is wet. It is standing water now, even on the AstroTurf, even though it drains pretty well. So it's definitely as wet as I've ever been when I wasn't in the shower or in a swimming pool.
Marty, thanks for that equipment park supply sideline update. And you're exactly right. This weather's bad. Fans have left, and I hope they're home listening or in their car listening on the radio. I tell you what, it's still a one-possession game. The Packers are knocking on the door. I do understand that. But 6:54, these Vikings have played their hearts out tonight, and they still have a shot at this game.
Third and goal from the three. Pollard in the Wildcat. Vikings in a five-man front. Linebackers up tight. Pollard streaks to the left, looking for a corner. Turns. We hit him. He bounces off one man. Uses that big body to walk into the end zone.
Yeah, with a body, and I said it just moments ago. Keel Pollard is such a big player. When you hit him, you've got to be able to wrap him up. That's the only way you're going to bring him down. And he was able to just drop a shoulder, pop one of our defensive players, go right into the end zone, and they go up 34-20, pending now the extra point.
Martinez on to attempt the extra point with 6:47 to go here in the fourth quarter. Waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down, kicks up, it's good. Packers 35, our Vikings 20. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. And there's Martinez's kick, high end over end into the end zone. That'll be a touchback. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Last drive for Colquitt, 5 plays, went 71 yards, ran 1 minute and 50 seconds off the clock. Resulted in a 3-yard touchdown run by number 2, Keel Pollard. Packers lead Vikings 35-20 with 6:47 to go in the ball game.
We just said, Wes, it's still a ball game here. Vikings score quickly, get back in it again. We've got to get a defensive stop, get the ball back again. I mean, I know you start looking down the line and you're saying, boy, you're kind of grabbing at straws. Again, learning to win with this team is a process.
Been in the last 14 years, we have seen more touchdowns scored in the final 6 minutes of a ball game than...
Yeah, we have.
We've seen it done, so we know it can happen. Twins to the far side, Twins to the near side. Get it to... we ran a reverse, and they read it perfectly. And Kate Copeland got hit back at the 10. We'll lose 10 yards on it. Sorry about that, folks. I saw that ball come loose, and I just knew it was headed to the end zone.
Well, it was a reverse, but it was as much the bobble in the handoff that slowed it down. I think it had a chance, but when... Boogie made the handoff to Dez. It kind of bobbled, and that slowed everything down.
Twins to the left, Twins to the right. We put a man in the slot. Again, looking. Dixon, look at those out in the flats. He's got Regal open. Louis Regal had the ball at the 32. Nobody near him and turns and falls down. Bless his heart.
Yeah, he had to make that turn, and you see the coach come out, pat him on the backside. He had to almost do a pirouette, a 360, to get his body turned around. And when he got there, he just could not make the catch.
And Austin had all day back there. Good job by that offensive line.
Well, that's because now the Packers are playing a prevent. They're going to give up that underneath now. So we've got to pick that play. I mean, I know it's a long way, about 3rd and 20. Find that underneath.
They've got 3-4 down linemen. Again, he looks downfield. And
Presley catches it, but he's going to be about a yard or two short of the first down.
Down by 15, and you've got a 4th and 2. What do you do, Bill?
I think you got to go. Even though you're on your end of the field, the ball's going to be at about the 28 or 29. Wow, the 26-yard line. That was really, I thought, a better – should have been further downfield, but they give him a spot at the 26.
4th and 4.
Wow.
They send Carter in now.
Yeah, 4th and 4, Dixon comes out. No, that's, I'm sorry, Gabe Neighbors comes out.
Ball on the far hash mark. Packers again back to that 5-man front. There they come, and they come after Dixon, and they get him. They came on a blitz. We did not pick it up. And we'll turn the ball over on downs.
After the sack, the defender turned around, made a money sign in the air. I really thought that was supposed to be a personal foul, but nothing called there.
5:11 to go here in the ball game. Vikings trail by 15, 35-20.
And some of the other Viking faithful now begin to march out.
Parrish in the shotgun. Gives it to Powell. Powell right up the middle. The big back finds the hole, still on his feet, and down to the goal. Nope, they give
him
the one.
Timeout on the field for a helmet loss for one of the Vikings. He'll have to come off. Looks like Kedrick Clemens.
First and goal. First and goal for the Packers. Right up the middle, into the end zone. Touchdown. Martinez on to attempt the extra point.
4:54 still left in the ball game.
Yep. There's a snap. Kicks up. It's good. Packers lead 41-21. We'll be back after the 60-second break. Martinez's kick, high and over end kick, sails into the end zone. And it will come out to the 20. Let's go to Taylor Biddle.
Last drive for the Packers. Two plays, 18 yards, only ran 17 seconds off the clock. Resulted in a one-yard touchdown run by number 13, Nathaniel Powell. Packers lead 42-20 with 4:54 to go in the ballgame.
And Taylor, thank you for that Page Heating and Drive recap. Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Vikings on offense. Trailing now 42-20.
And at running back is number 21, J.D. Lee. Dixon takes a snap, gives it to J.D. around the right side. J.D. knows how to scoot and move, and he gets 5 yards out to the 25. Be second and five as the ball is set down on the far side of the field. Don't forget, the Lions High Randy McPherson's Coaches Show, live from the mill on Tuesday night with Bill Osborne and the Viking Voice crew. You'll want to be there. 6:45 airtime. There's a snap. Again,
yes.
That's to Des Copeland. Copeland gets a yard up to the 26. So it'll be third and four from there. This score, as we were just talking about, is not
indicative of, I knew you were searching for that word, indicative of how this game has been played. It really hasn't.
This game was a lot closer than this up until just a couple of minutes ago. Dixon stops, looks, throws out. Oh! Overthrows Carter. And it'll be fourth and five. And
I think he just maybe punt this one away. I don't know. We'll see.
Nope. Coach says nope.
Let's yeah, Will help. Solomon comes out. I you can't just give the ball to him here at this end. So I think you've got to kick it. 42-20. Vikings were within eight, one score, just moments ago.
Yep. Low snap. Gets it away. Nice kick. Hits ends over ends, and it's just going to bounce and bounce and bounce and roll dead at the Packer 39-yard line.
Well, they're going to give the 40. 3:36 left in the ball game now. And you wonder what the Packers will do here. They run the ball. Obviously, they were trying to run out the clock. And they finally got their big long run that they had been searching for most of the night. And
Bill,
go ahead.
I was going to give you a quick injury update. Tyson Harris is out of the game, hurt his lower back. Both hips are hurting. Also, Tavon Kyle hurt his hip, and he's out of the game as well.
Jay Saunders, their backup quarterback, in now. Takes a snap, gives it back around the right side. He gets tackled in the backfield.
As Barrett, Michael Barrett makes the tackle. Clock continues to run, 3:25. The Vikings still got a little bit of breath left in them, but I tell you, it's getting tight now at 42-20. Camden's leading Valdosta 30-10. That'll be our next opponent next week as we go over to Kingsland. That'll be a 7:30 kickoff, a little different, 6:30 countdown to kickoff.
Second and 11, the ball on the far hash mark at the Packer 39-yard line. Sanders in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Again to the up back. Runs right into our Vikings. Gets hit from behind and goes down at the 40.
And the quarterback for them is milking that play clock. I mean, I watched him mark it all the way down to about 4 seconds.
2:35, 2:33, 2:32. Clock is winding down. Packers will extend their 15-game winning streak to 16. They will go to 6-0 on the year, 1-0 in the region.
How about 21?
21. But again to the up back, gets hit in the backfield. We chase him. He turns, tackling from behind. It'll be fourth down.
Yeah, 15 wins last year. This will be their sixth win this year. And the clock now inside of 2 minutes, a minute and 44 seconds.
And for, I would say,
they're going to punt here with fourth down, but they're going to carry it all the way down. They haven't even started the play clock yet. And I'm not sure why.
For about 40 or 48 minutes, we were in this ball game and gave them all they wanted.
I hadn't quite figured out why we just started the play clock. They literally ran off about 20, 25 seconds before they even started it.
Packers to punt. Copeland back deep along with Carter. And they ran it all the way down. High, high kick. Carter's going to let it hit and bounce. And it'll roll dead about the Viking 22-yard line.
Inside a minute with 47 seconds left now.
Bill, like you, I'm awfully proud of what our Vikings, like I say, for 40 or 48 minutes, they gave...
Well, 48's the whole game.
Well, I said 40 of the 48 minutes.
Oh, 40 of the 40. I thought you were going to say 40 or 48. I'm going, well, that's the whole game. You're right. About 40 minutes of it. We were right there. And just unfortunate, we made too many mistakes. We didn't have to play perfect. We said that to begin with, but you had to...
not make mistakes.
Right.
And Dixon passed out to Carter. Carter makes the catch, but he makes it around the 30, 29-yard line.
Yeah, on his knees, so the clock continues to run.
There'll be one more play. Dixon barks out signals. Throws downfield, looking for Jenkins. Overthrows him. And that'll be...
clock stops with 8.9 seconds.
So you'll get one last play. One last shot to put this ball in the end zone.
That's a long way to throw for the end zone. You're going to probably do a little bit of that same thing. Try and hit Xavier Jenkins down the sideline. Somewhere at about a 30, 40 yard. And then hope he can outrun him to the end zone to maybe pick up one more score.
Dixon Barks out the signals that he sends strips to the far side. Looks, those little bubble screen out. They make the catch, and Carter goes down. And that's the ball game, folks. Packers win 42-20. Our Vikings go to 4-2 on the year, 0-1 in the region. Packers to 6-0 on the year, 1-0 in the region. The number one team in the state, the number six team in the nation. And we'll take a 3-minute break, and we'll be back after this.
All right. Welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company press box here at Martin Stadium as we just, you know, 42-20, a final score, the Packers over the Vikings. It's a good analogy, Wes. 40 minutes of the 48, but unfortunately that whole game goes 48 minutes long, and I think the Vikings were in it and played very well. Just couldn't get it really crunked back up in the second half. The offensive prowess we had in the first half, unbelievable. But just really couldn't put it all back together here in the second half.
No, we couldn't. And I say it was a very close game in the first half, and we showed a lot of promise. We showed no, when I want to say no fear. When they scored on that trick play, because even as announcers, Bill, you're waiting for the offensive line to come up and get set, and they never got set. All of a sudden, they're running a play, and we're behind on even making the call at that point in time. But our Vikings said, okay, wait a minute. We gave up something. We're going to come back. We came right back down the field and tied it up. And then you get the play where we actually had them pinned deep.
Wow. And then, yeah, give up that long, long play.
A 98-yard touchdown pass. And, of course, if the back doesn't slip, you know, you don't know that they don't go on and score on that play. But if he doesn't slip, then, you know, he makes a tackle. They still get the first down and get out of the hole, but then you have the block punt that was returned for a touchdown. You give them three scores like that, 21. That's almost a difference in this ball game right there.
Yeah, it really is. I know Marty was waiting on Coach McPherson. He wanted to go inside and talk to his players first before he comes back out. Marty, your take on the game,
guys? A good game that we came out and fought hard. Obviously, I mean, just the same as in week one, we were down by 8 in the fourth quarter. With a chance to do something, to make something happen, and they get a long run. Didn't score, but he got down there inside the 5 and scored shortly after. And just very eerily similar to the week one game against Roswell, down by 8 in the fourth quarter in a long run, kind of gets them ahead. But this team fought the whole game. We did some things on offense. It's a very good football team we just played right there, but we made way too many mistakes to win a football game like that with the drop balls, the early penalties. Just cannot do that against a good team like this. But I think we learned something about our team. I think we can still make some waves in this region because I do think that we've got a lot of fight in us, and I think we really showed some stuff tonight. And so I'm proud of the kids, but I'm a little disappointed too, guys, because I don't play for moral victories, and I know this team don't either, and I think that's what Coach Mack was trying to give across to his team is that, hey guys, keep your head up, but hey, be upset too, because we can do better. We really had a better game in us tonight.
We did. Taylor, let's talk about the Page Heating and Air final game stats.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Marty, I got to echo a lot of your thoughts. I'll go through the stats real quick for you. These are final stats tonight. First down tonight, Colquitt had 14, Lyons had 15. Rushing attempts, Colquitt had 37 attempts for 156 yards. Vikings had 33 attempts for 183 yards. Passing tonight, Vikings were 17 of 28 for 175 yards passing. We did throw one interception. Colquitt was 14 of 20. For 248 yards passing. They did throw one interception. Total plays tonight, Vikings ran 61 plays for 358 yards. Colquitt ran 57 plays for 404 yards. We averaged 5.9 per play. They averaged 7.1 per play. Vikings did not fumble, except the bad snaps on,
yeah.
We're not counting those as fumbles. Colquitt did fumble once, and they did lose that fumble. Penalties tonight, Vikings were penalized 6 times for 37 yards. Colquitt was penalized 6 times for 45 yards. Punted tonight, Lyons punted 7 times for a 26.9 yard average. Colquitt punted 4 times for a 35 yard average. punt returns tonight, Vikings, because of that one punt that Tavon Kyle had backed up there with negative six on punt returns. Colquitt had one punt return for 67 yards. Kick returns, Vikings had three kick returns for 40 yards. Colquitt had one kick return for 20. Fumbles, no yards returned on the fumbles. Time of possession, this is a rough estimate because our system isn't logged in directly to the scorekeeper's scoreboard. 22.26 minutes for the Vikings, and Colquitt had it for 18 minutes and 44 seconds. Third down conversion tonight, Lowndes was 4 of 14. Colquitt was 3 of 11. That was one of the things we talked about in pregame was the third down conversions. Looks like both teams were pretty horrible in the third down conversion range. The Vikings were 0 of 2 on fourth down, and Colquitt did not have a fourth down attempt. Colquitt did have one sack for 9-yard loss. Leading rushers tonight, first for your Vikings, Austin Dixon had 12 carries for 70 yards. Copeland had 8 carries for 39. Michael Barrett had 4 carries for 23 yards. Boogie had 6 carries for 24. Receiving tonight, leading receiver tonight was number 4, Tavon Kyle, with 89 yards. He did score one touchdown. His long was 52. James Kamen had 3 catches for 10 yards. Gabe Neighbors had 3 catches for 28. He did have 2 touchdowns on the night. And Dylan Presley had 1 reception for 13 yards. Passing tonight, Austin was again 17 of 28 for 175 yards. He had 3 touchdown passes. Leading tacklers tonight for the Vikings, Michael Barrett had 8. Fred Stewart had 5. Will Tolbert had 4. Devon Holmes had 6. Logan Neely had 8. And box score looks like this. First quarter, Colquitt put up 15. Lowndes put up 8. Second quarter, Colquitt scored 7. Lowndes scored 6. Third quarter, Colquitt scored 3. Lowndes did not score. Fourth quarter, Colquitt put up 17. Vikings scored 6. Final score tonight, Vikings fall to the Colquitt County Packers 42-20.
And I was looking down there. I saw Marty heading back towards the press box. I believe that we're probably not going to get Coach McPherson tonight. So that means you'll want to tune in Tuesday night at 7 o'clock live from the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games. We'll have Coach McPherson there, and we'll kind of pin him down. Because, all in all, I'm sure he's proud of these guys and how hard they fought, but then in the same respect, we've got to go back to the drawing board. We've got to fix the punt game, the special teams. We've got to fix a few of the penalties and just, step it up. I said winning is a process.
It is.
And it's a learned process. We forgot how to win.
Yeah.
And I think we're learning again. And against a very good football team like the Colquitt County Packers, you have to learn again. And so I think you learned a lot tonight. We got Camden County next week. They, what I understand, put it on Valdosta this tonight over across town. We got to go to Kingsland and play them. That's always a tough venue to play in. We got to get there. It's going to be a little off schedule. You play at 7:30 instead of 8. You got all those little things that you get that can get in your head. So I'm anxious to see how much we evolve and learn from a game like this, because I'm telling you what, this offense is great.
Yeah,
I am so happy at what this offense does. They get out there, they're not afraid. Austin Dixon throws the ball. He ran well tonight. Take away the 54-yard run. He still ran well. Dez Copeland ran well. Boogie Kamen ran well. We have a little bit of a wrinkle when you put out that wing tee. I was very impressed. And defensively, they had no rushing until that last run.
Yeah.
I mean, our defensive line shut that down.
Yeah.
Keel Pollard is one of the main differences in this game. I mean, that is such a big body. That's a Robert Kendiche kind of body. He's not that big, don't get me wrong. But he is that kind of influence on his team. You remember at Grayson, Robert Kendiche, just the size body. I mean, they put him in fullback and he ran over people. Pollard does the same thing.
Pollard had 7 receptions for 108 yards.
Yeah.
One touchdown reception. He did have 1 rushing as well. You know, guys, we can what-if all night. What if it wasn't raining? What if we didn't do this? What if we didn't do that? you know, it was raining for both teams.
Yeah,
it was unfortunate.
And there's no excuse. I'm encouraged by what we have.
Listen, Colquitt's clicking on all cylinders. This is what you want your football team to be doing, exactly what they're doing. It takes your best game to beat somebody like that.
This was Lowndes 10 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And listen,
we're getting back there.
Hey, we're going to keep – there's a lot of football left in this region.
Yep.
Got to get us a win under our belt and go from there.
Go back to Russell Pro's very first region game in this stadium.
Yep.
It was probably
ugly.
It was ugly. As he said, it was the worst defeat he ever had. But and look how far he has brought that program. Lowndes, we're coming back.
This program, they'll learn. Guys, again, next week we'll be at Camden County Tuesday night. Join us for the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. Marty, anything else you want to add before we wrap up tonight?
No, guys, I'm sorry I wasn't able to get Coach Mike. I stepped in. He gave a quick TV interview, and then he got some coaches calling him back in. We tried to go in there. Obviously, equipment don't work. But I did get a chance just to speak with him real quick and a few of the other coaches. And, you know, they were trying to keep the kids, you know, heads up, trying to keep them encouraged. Kids were upset. You know, kids want to win the football game, and they should be. I mean, you know, we're talking about we played well and this and that, but they lost the football game, and they know they didn't close. Again, down by 8, and we did not close. And so they were upset, but the coaches said, hey, a lot of football to be played. Still got, what, 4 more region games to go. A lot of goals still ahead of us. So I'm anxious to see how we bounce back next week, and hopefully the weather will be out of here, and we'll go over to Camden and have a good performance and see what we can do.
All right, guys, it's been another great football night. Unfortunately, the Vikings come out on the wrong side, but it's still next week to go. Wes, it's time to say goodnight, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by Craig. It's been produced by Bill Osborne. It is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lowndes High Sports, for the Viking Voice, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County. I'm headed to the Hay Hire Huddle House.